What's up, what's up? It's your favorite fanboy, Real Friends Podcast. I am here, day four. It's the end of the world as we know it. I love that song. Illinois, cool, self-quarantine. So let me give you a little heads up. What's going on here? The governor. Can't believe I voted for that bump. The governor just declared a statewide shut-in, shelter-in. Which, in his little 11-minute press conference, didn't say too much. But it's the precursor to what all the black people waiting on for the total shutdown. So he basically said, don't leave your house. Don't leave your house. If it's not essential and important, don't leave. That's basically what he said. Everybody is either doing one of four things. Not giving a damn is number one. Number two, panicking. Number three, over panicking, and number four, under panicking. It's retarded. It really is. This type of situation that brings enemies and family members and people you can't stand closer. Like, everybody's your friend in crisis. Not me. Fuck that. Some people have reached out. And I saw I looked at my phone and my caller ID, and I let the phone ring. How I fucking feel I am. Okay? I'm being real. This right here, I got a lot of Caucasian / white people I know and I love. I communicate with them, I talk to them, associate with them. And some of them are panicking. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. And then they look at me and they look at my people and they look at the culture and they look at, like, why aren't you guys worrying? What do you know? Well, we know that the government has conspired to kill African Americans for the last 300, 400 years. And they keep producing new ways to do it, either mentally or physically doing it. I don't trust nothing the government says because I watched the movie The Tuskegee Project, where they would inflict men with syphilis and other diseases and see how their body react to it and document the situation while they told them they were doing something great for the greater good of the American race. Lied to them. And the men died. Died for that. No. I also feel that this is a time where a lot of people are panicking for no reason. I've read too many books. People have just been like, yo, conspiracy theories books. This is the end. This is going to happen. This is step three, step five. I've read a lot of paperwork from the U.S.
Like, Agenda 21, a lot of stuff. So it's kind of like, yo, like this, I'm prepared, overly prepared. I'm at the point panicking when and I'm taking them armed prepared, but I'm close enough. Close. People are still being dumb. Men are being stupid. As usual. Okay? So this is time to fight with your girls, time to make peace, not war. There's a lot of cats losing their voice. Dying out here. You know, I got a couple of videos of dudes who can't leave the booty alone. They're watching strip club videos and throwing money at their TVs and let the money fall back on the table. Pick it back up, throw it again. They're going to have some strong money throwing arms in about 3 weeks. Okay? Soft a Hard podcast. Dude put up a thing. You know, he's checking off like every other 15 minutes. No, it's not working for me. It's not working. That's not, this is horrible. This is horrible. A lot of people.